Mike, three really close ball games. Just what did you think of the series overall and how you guys performed tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it was a good series, hard fought, tight, you know, a lot of big moments. You know, basically didn't get it done, you know, as a wrap up point. There's a lot of hurt guys in that clubhouse, and but we waited out on the field, and there's no regrets on anybody's part, just disappointed.
Kyle?
Just from your vantage point on the strike call on Xander in the ninth, just what did you see from your vantage point on in that situation?
Looked down to me, you know, but I don't see great, and I'm kind of far away. But most importantly, you know, Bogey felt like he was down. He's not a guy that, you know, is looking, not any of our guys really, but Bogey also in particular is not a guy that's, you know, overly dramatic about close pitches. And, you know, it's a big pitch. It's a big swing pitch. You know, in terms of tie and run, and then what unfolded after that was could have been very impactful. But, you know, we had other opportunities too.
Back right.
Mike, your bullpen has been so good all year. Talk about the decision to go with Suarez when you did, and then your thoughts on King and his performance.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, once we're in the bullpen in the second inning, and I thought the bullpen was fantastic. I mean, end of the day, we held him to a run. You know, the Suarez decision was actually a pretty easy one. Morihone and Miller had eaten up a bulk of innings, you know, especially yesterday. So we knew the spot for them. Suarez, you know, we didn't pitch him the first game. He'd had some days off prior to that. One and a third yesterday. Fresh's best guy. You know, you're down 2-0 in the sixth. You're in a closing situation. And we'd already used Estrada for two innings, you know, to get out of and limit the damage in the second. So at that point, it was pretty clear cut, and we knew we could go to Morihone and Miller if we had been able to tie or get ahead.
From your vantage point, what was the issue with you starting today, and you know, what can you say about everything he's done since he came back in early July?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a little bit of an uphill battle for you this year, starting in, you know, even the off season into spring training, and was compromised. But, you know, I give him a ton of credit, and the medical staff did a hell of a job this whole year with our group. Mark Rogo and his group deserve a lot of credit, man. But specific to Darvish, you know, he was able to work his way and get back. And then, you know, it took him a while to get going again. But, you know, it's a guy with a lot of experience in the league. And, you know, today it was pretty crisp in the first. You know, Freddie makes a nice throw to help us get out of the early inning. But, you know, he got a base hit. And then, you know, Suzuki, you know, ball down the line. And, you know, the hit-by-pitch by Carson was a little bit of a red flag that maybe not as sharp. And so we got a stride up. Armstrong, you know, gets one in there, and that was it.
Kyle.
13 hits for the Cubs, but kind of like you've mentioned, you guys limited the damage as best you could throughout the game. Just talk about the job of the bullpen and just, you know, not letting it snowball and just keeping you guys in it right until the very end.
Yeah, we got into a scramble early on. We knew it was a possibility. Mentioned Estrada, you know, comes in with nobody out, bases loaded, and Louis is there with one. Louis makes a big double play ball. You know, part of the bullpen that I'll continue to talk about that's important is the defense. You know, Freddie threw a couple guys out, blocked his tail off, kept double plays in order, Louis with a big double play. You know, but after Morihone gets, or Estrada rather, gets his two, you know, we did a nice job by Wandy, get out of it. And then, you know, Suarez, like we talked about, took down the sixth and ran some traffic in the seventh. And, man, extra pay for Morihone, right? I mean, holy crap. This guy's 3 days in a row, two-plus yesterday, throwing 99. And was able to leave him out there and take down the seventh. And Morgan's been a guy that, you know, I would have preferred to have Miller in there, you know, nothing against David, but with the lead. But it's good to see David getting there and trust him, and he's had a nice year and got a bright future for us as well. But Bullpen was, you know, we scratched and clawed and kept it right there. And, you know, talking about defense, I don't think they give an MVP for this round. I'd give it to Swanson. I mean, this, you know, Dansby played his tail off, man. He almost single-handedly beat us with his glove. You know, we talk about in the modern game about the pitching, and we talk about the offense and who we're hitting for and all the things that are, you know, appropriate to talk about in our game. But the one thing that we don't talk about as much anymore is your defense. And this time of year, your defense, you know, we play great defense, but Dansby Swanson absolutely beat us with his glove this series.
Go to the back right.
Mike, I know you guys talk about finding solutions. How hard was it to find a solution when Laureano goes down that late in the season, and how much did that affect the buttons you were able to push or not push here in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's really a trademark of this team. And like I said, we're super disappointed. But we just got through talking amongst the team, and I'm going to segue off into something else and bring the point full circle for you, but because it is about the winners finding solutions. And, you know, we've had, like most teams, every team in this league has their circumstances. It's how you deal with them. And there's not a complainer in the whole group, staff, player, nobody. And so, you know, specific to Laureano when he goes down, or Jason Adam goes down, you know, you figure it out. You figure it out the best you can. And, you know, we've had guys, you know, just hugged on Michael King, and, you know, Michael got 70 innings, you know, but it was out there with heart of a champion today and took down an inning for us. You know, you talk also about the solution piece. It's a good opportunity to give A.J. Preller a lot of credit. You know, we did our part, stayed in the fight. He does his part, you know, signing Pivetta, you know, the moves, Sheets, Iglesias, you know, under the radar, somewhat moves with the resources he has. You know, club scratches and claws, fights your tail off to stay relevant at a trade deadline, and he goes and pulls the trigger and gets his help. And, you know, unfortunately, Ramon wasn't able to stay with us through this ride, because, you know, him in the seven hole could have made a big difference, but he wasn't there. You know, and we took our spot today with Iglesias, and he gave us a great at bat, and, you know, gosh darn it, Horner makes a play, and talk about the defense, and comes back around, Johnson gets on and gets the go-ahead run to the plate in the ninth. So long answer to your question, but it's ultimately about nobody's going to feel sorry for you in this game. You know, we got a bunch of guys in that clubhouse that are hurting, but there's no regrets in that clubhouse for anybody. Our heads are high, and we know from day one that we laid it out there every day.